This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. Parliamentarians draw government's attention on various contemporary issues in the ongoing House of Representatives meeting today. Three-member committee formed to address demands of federal parliament staff. And thousands of people hold anti-government protest, demand new elections and return of hostages in Israel. Now the news in detail. A three-member committee coordinated by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Padam Giri has been formed to respond to demands of the employees of the Federal Parliament Secretariat. A meeting took place today at the initiation of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. Federal Parliament Secretary General Padma Prasad Pandey and Finance Secretary Madhu Kumar Marasini have been nominated members on the committee. According to the Speaker's press advisor Shekhar Adhikari, the Speaker has been busy in formal and unofficial meetings with bodies concerned regarding the concerns of the Federal Parliament employees. Parliamentarians urged the government to address pressing issues in an emergency session of the House of Representatives today. Nepali Congress parliamentarian Bishwa Prakash Sharma has demanded the immediate arrest of G.B. Rai involved in the cooperative fraud case. Sharma complained that no action had been taken against Rai despite his whereabouts being known. Parliamentarian Pradeep Baudil urged the government to address the demands of federal parliament staff and protect the Churi region through a nationwide tree-planting campaign. Parliamentarian Rishikesh Baudil called for attention to health insurance registration assistance, and Parliamentarian Roshan Karki insisted on fulfilling the demands of federal parliament secretariat employees. Finance Minister Barshaman Pun discussed on the Appropriation Bill 2081. Other bills discussed included the National Debt Collection Bill and the Custom Tariff Bill. Ministers from various departments responded to questions raised during the discussion. Nepali Ambassador to Thailand Dhan Bahadur Oli presented his letters of credence to His Majesty the King of Thailand amidst a special ceremony held at the Amphrorn Royal Palace. Following the presentation of credentials, Ambassador Oli conveyed the warm greetings for the continued peace, progress and prosperity of the friendly people of the Kingdom of Thailand. The ambassador mentioned that Nepal and Thailand enjoy close and friendly relation which so happily subsist between the two government and peoples bound by common culture. His Majesty the King of Thailand welcomed Ambassador Oli to the Kingdom of Thailand to assume his new post and wished him success in his assignment. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Hith Bahadur Thamang emphasized Nepal Pragya Pratisthan's importance, attributing its foundation to the Nepalese people's struggle and sacrifice. Speaking at the Institute's 67th anniversary today, Minister Thamang reaffirmed the government's commitment to protecting and developing Nepal's diverse languages and cultural heritage. The Nepal Pragya Pratisthan, established in 2014, hosted the National Poetry Festival for its anniversary, featuring over 600 poets and poems in various mother tongues. Bagmati Province Assembly meeting will be held on Tuesday. Spokesperson Manoj Kumar Gupta informed there is an agenda to discuss the appropriation bill for the next fiscal year, 2024-2025. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Narankaji Shrestha has left for the Islamic Republic of Iran yesterday to participate in the 19th meeting of the Foreign Minister of Asia Cooperation Dialogue. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, he led the Nepali delegation to participate in the meeting to be held in Tehran, the capital of Iran, on June 24. On the occasion, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha will have a bilateral meeting with the foreign ministers of the member states. He is scheduled to return home on June 26. People's Socialist Party has withdrawn its support from the Lumbini province government. Chief Whip Ambika Kafle announced the decision today, stating the party will now serve as the opposition. Kafle further stated that the move will not affect the government's stability. Dumre-Besi Sahar Road has been blocked due to landslide caused by continuous rain since last night again. Information officer and police inspector Thaneshwar Chapai said that it will take time to open the road as it is raining and landslide are also continuing. Many vehicles are currently stranded there. The Public Relations Committee of the Nepali Congress in the UK has expressed concern over the lack of political stability in Nepal, which has discouraged foreign investment to Nepal from the UK. In an event organized in London on Saturday, the chairperson of the committee, Mahesh Dahal, said that although British entrepreneurs and business persons are willing to invest in Nepal, frequent policy changes is an obstacle towards that end. He said that not only non-resident Nepalese but foreign investors were also urged to invest in Nepal, but they are afraid due to Nepal's political instability. Chief Minister of Lumbini Province, Jokha Bahadur Mohara, has said that the Nepali labor should be stopped from going abroad. Inaugurating a program related on IT and artificial intelligence held in Dang today, he suggested that everyone should emphasize on the use of technology for good deeds. Karan Pariyar from Bardia has won the 5th edition of the Nepal Idol singing competition. He became the winner in the finals held on Saturday evening. Winner Pariyar received a cash prize of ₹2.5 million. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Tens of thousands of people held anti-government protests in several parts of Israel on Saturday night, calling for new elections and the return of hostages held in Gaza. The Times of Israel reported thousands of people held a protest outside Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence on Azza Street. Protesters led by family members of hostages held by Hamas marched down King George Street, demanding an immediate deal and early polls. The protesters accused Netanyahu's government of abandoning Israel's embattled northern communities, some 60,000 of whose residents have been displaced for more than 8 months due to Hezbollah fire. A merchant ship was damaged by a drone attack in the Red Sea near Yemen early Sunday morning, though no injuries were reported. According to a British maritime security agency, vessels in and around the Red Sea have come under repeated attack for months by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. They claim they are acting in support of Palestinians amid the Israel-Gaza war. Ukrainian energy facilities have come under a massive attack from Russia in the latest onslaught targeting the country's power grid. The BBC reports that it is the 8th time Russia has launched an attack on energy infrastructure facilities in the past 3 months. The Ukrainian Air Force said air defense systems shot down 12 of 16 missiles and all 13 drones launched by Russia at several regions through the night. A second southern Mexico mayor has been killed in less than a week, local authorities announced Saturday after he went to visit an indigenous community. The murder of Acacio Flores, who represents Melinantepec, comes days after the killing of Salvador, another mayor from Guerrero State, elected in June 2 polls. The body of Flores was discovered with a bullet wound to the back of the head. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. At present, there is influence of monsoon system in most part of the provinces. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Parliamentarians draw government's attention on various contemporary issues in the ongoing House of Representatives meeting today. Three-member committee formed to address demands of federal parliament staff. And thousands of people hold anti-government protests, demand new election and return of hostages in Israel. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.